Hi, I'm Andy and I'm with Aberdeen Action on Disability. I'm here talking today with Alistair Williamson, who's from Aberdeen and District Disabled Multisports. Hello, Alistair.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, do you just tell us a little bit about what Aberdeen District Multisports do?
Well, we take disabled people to competitions in Norway, France, Ireland.
So this is quite jet-set.
And it's all disabled sports.
Okay, so which sports are available?
Well, there is boccia, new age curling, 10-pin bowling, there's a game called Pity Pally, we play blind man's buff, and a number of other games.
So the first one you mentioned there is boccia?
Boccia.
Well, could you just give it a quick...
Right, the game was created for people with cerebral palsy.
Okay.
Because they had a problem to be able to handle a ball. The idea in this context that this stuff is made into a ball and you can actually kind of get a good grip of it. So people with cerebral palsy actually can play the game. They can actually be able to launch a ball. So that's how it came about.
It's a bit like the gameplay is a little bit like French Bull.
Yes.
So okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you just mentioned that you're jetting off all over the place with these.
Yes, I've taken 5 teams to Norway, it's Stavanger. I've been in Brejouir in France on 3 occasions, and I've been to Ireland once, and every trip brings up something different, and you learn something every time you go.
Yeah, well, a bit of cultural exchange is...
Yes, exactly.
It's just going to make sport more fun, isn't it?
Exactly, and you're learning from each country you go, or they do something that you don't do. They teach us and we teach them. We learn things from them and it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, no, that sounds very good. So how's this all financed?
It's money we basically go to, or in the past we've went to oil companies and we've been lucky enough to raise in the thoughts of about £40,000, which pays for our flights, our accommodation, and other things that we need when we go abroad. And the same kind of thing when we host the games, we need that to pay for buses, we need it to pay for gala dinners, we need it to pay for welcome dinners, and also to buy equipment.
Well, it's all big social things. So like you've got people over visiting you want to show them.
Yes.
You want to show how give them
so
the
So you're talking about 100 people actually coming across to be part of this.
Wow.
And it's a very intellectual kind of thing where people who maybe do not speak English try to speak English to you.
Mm.
And they try to get you in interact in their language. And it's very, very...
So it's not just the sport. There's a whole thing around it.
Yes, yes. I mean, when we have a meal, we all sit around talking.
Mm.
We try to mix the groups so one country's not sitting on their own. Like Norway's all sitting together, Ireland's sitting together. We try to change that and have so many from Italy, so many from France, and all these kind of things. And basically what happens is we talk around the table and we discuss sports, what they get out of it, what they do at home, and what they find when they come here.
Hmm.
So if there's enough time created, they also like to go shopping. When we went to France, my lot went away and did shopping in the streets and the side streets and absolutely had a ball.
So you're not just going to play the game and then coming home.
No, what we try to do is give them a day shopping. We try to give them a day shopping because, for example, in Norway, there is so many things to see in Stavanger. They've just built a new oil exhibition place where people can go in and view it and see the technology that is in there.
Yeah, and that's a good connection with Aberdeen as well.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So they're actually twinned with Aberdeen. France is very nice place, France, Brejouir. The people are absolutely nice. They can't do enough for you. They welcome you. And they make everybody feel welcome.
So when you're going abroad, is this for competitions or is this purely just to spread the joy of sport?
It's to play competition, but it's not, you must win.
It's not purely competitive.
No.
Everyone likes to win, but, there's no heartbreak if you lose. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And basically what we do is we make up teams, one from Scotland, one from Ireland, one from Norway, and France. So the team of four is all mixed.
Mm.
And you play, and if you win, it's great. Mm. But everybody gets a prize. So, I mean, you don't have to be the best at sport. It's to take it part. And a lot of them just think it's great.
Is there any sports that you're looking to bring into this that you've not tried yet?
Each country have got sports that they've kept in reserve, you might say, where they've things that we've hadn't had a chance to try out yet. But hopefully, as we go back more times, that we're going to see more games that we've never seen before. As I said, we've seen games in France that I've never come across before. But it's a learning process, and it's something you can bring back here and actually play it. So, because I find in a lot of it, people keep saying, oh, not that again. So it's best if you've got a mixture of different games.
Aye, to keep the interest.
Yes, yeah. Keep up the interest. Because if you play the same week in, week out, people stop coming.
If anyone's interested in what we've been talking about, how would they get in, how would they get involved? How could they get in touch?
Yes, we've put out leaflets. We've been on the radio. There's an article in the evening paper. And we've also got it. We've also got our own webpage as well.
What's the address for the webpage?
Good question. off the top of my head, I can't tell you because.
Well, I'm sure if you Google Aberdeen District.
Yeah, you'll find it on there. Website. Yes, definitely. You know.
And you can probably also find it on our Facebook as well, on the Aberdeen Action on Disability.
Yes, there's a number of my people on the Facebook.
And as well as getting in contact with that, you could also get in touch with us and we'll always pass you on. It's one of the things that we like to do.
Okay, that's fantastic.
So with the rise of the popularity of disability sport, so with the Paralympics, the Special Olympics, various competitions around the world, have you ever been involved in any of these higher level?
I've done the Special Olympics. I've been in them twice. I went to Glasgow first, and then I went to Leicester.
Exotic.
We came home with 3 gold medals, and very pleased. 3 gold and 1 silver. We came back with.
It's not a bad haul.
So yeah, very
it's not
pleased.
But it's not all about the medals.
No, it's not about medals. It's taking part. And it's for disabled people because I always believe that they have the right to sport. Nobody should be denied the opportunity to be part of sport, if they wish. But it's always worthwhile a disabled person trying a sport to see if they like it. And if they like it, why not be part of it?
It can be so fulfilling. So it gives you the social aspects of it. The health and fitness is never to be sneezed at.
Exactly. And with the kind of exploits that I get involved in, I take people to Norway, to France and to Ireland, where they meet people with exactly the same disabilities of themselves, and some people who have more difficulties than they have, and they see that these people are part of sport, and I think in a way it helps them to say, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And as I say, what the sports that we do, you don't have to be the winner. It's the taking part is the main thing about it. And I think people enjoy that. There's no pressure on them to win a competition. The only thing we ask is that they enjoy it. All we ask of them.
Surely, at its core, that's what sport's for. It's meant to be a game.
Yes, yes. But as I said, it's just for people to enjoy, to see different parts of the countries that we go to. In Norway, France and Ireland, we've been a trip on each place we've been to, and it's been very interesting. When we were in Ireland, we were due to go and see how Guinness is made, but something happened at the factory, we didn't get to go. In France, we've seen a lot of the countryside, and it was very, very interesting. Norway, we've been up the canal, we've been up the fjords, we've been up to a place called Table Mountain, and I think the best one that we did was we were way up in the mountains, and there's a cafeteria which sits right at the top of the mountains, and you can sit and have a coffee and you actually look right into the valleys. It's a phenomenal sight. Phenomenal.
Sounds like a fun trip.
Yes.
So
it's open to every disabled. No matter what your disability is, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming down and talking to us. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on your activities in the future, and hopefully we'll see a few more gold medals.
Well, hopefully.
So, thank you very much, Alistair. And again, if you want to get in touch with Alistair about his Aberdeen and District Disabled Multisports, then I'm sure you can find them on Google, or we'll share the links on our Facebook and on the blog. So thanks very much for coming out.
You're very welcome.